This podcast is brought to you by Podcasters for Justice Campaign. We are podcasters, bloggers, YouTubers, influencers, united to condemn the tragic murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and many, many others at the hands of police. This is a continuation of systemic racism pervasive in our country since its inception. And we are committed to standing against racism in all forms. We believe that to be silent is to be complicit. We believe Black lives matter. We believe that Black lives are more important than property. We believe that we have a responsibility to use our platforms to speak out against this injustice whenever and wherever we witness it. In creating digital media, we have built audiences that return week after week to hear our voices. We will use our voices to speak out against anti-Blackness and police brutality. And we encourage our audience to be educated, engaged, and to take action. Thank you. Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, Magic Makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, Magic Makers. Today, I have a great conversation with Marie Carmel. It's a little different than what we've talked about in the past, but I felt that it was something that needed to be spoken about. And Marie runs a website called The Unwed. And it's exactly what you think. You know, she is someone who, you know, has been a divorced woman for the last 6 years. And for many women who've listened to my podcast, you know, we're in our 40s and we're someone who we might have been with our partner, our spouse for decades. And now all of a sudden, you know, someone says, I'm tapping out. What do you do? How do you handle that? Where do you turn? And, you know, Marie, when this happened to her, she was like, I felt crazy. And my friends, as much as they wanted to, really couldn't relate because they were still married and they were still trying to come to grips with, like, what does this mean for them? And, you know, she wanted a community where, she could have those days where she could rant and someone would understand it. You know, she wanted to also show how do you deal with real life. You know, some days are great, some days not so great. She is she has full-time custody of her 4 kids and works full-time, right? So all my working moms out there, you know what it's like to be a working mom with a partner, with a spouse, but being a working mom and being, you know, a single-ish working mom, that puts a whole nother level of things out there. So enjoy this conversation. Marie, she's super funny. She's super down to earth. And her community is exactly what, for someone who's not a joiner, is a community that I would love to join because she just keeps it so simple and down to earth. And you guys know me. I ain't got time for complicated, and I know you don't either. And if you are in the situation where you are recently divorced, or heck, you've divorced and you just felt like you haven't been around like-minded people, Unwed is for you. So have a listen to this conversation, and she gives some great tips on what to do if you are new to the divorced world. All right, have a listen. And as always, I love feedback. So do me a favor, head yourself over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Hey, Magic Makers. Okay, when I started this podcast, I said, what are some of the things that you guys need to hear about? Yeah, you need to hear about health and fitness and all that great stuff, but we need to talk about life. And let me tell you, I know in life, many of you are either divorced, divorcing, considering divorce, or wondering what life would be like if you chose a different path. And today I want to talk to Marie Carmel. Like,
first of all, I found her on Instagram. You have to follow her because she's funny as shit. But she is a mom of four. Now, anybody who has over two kids, you're a hero to me. You are a hero in my book because you got two hands and then you got an extra bunch running around. You are a wrangler. So today's conversation is, you were married, now you're not, you're divorced. What do you do now? What happens? How do you survive? How do you thrive? And Marie has a great insight on how to just make it work with the kiddos, working, and all of that, all of what life throws at you. Welcome, Marie, to the show.
Thank you, Kim. I am thrilled to be here.
Yeah, so, you know, we were talking earlier before I hit record, and so I found you on Instagram, and I said, you know, I want to talk about divorce because I know many people, by the time you hit, you know, if you've been married, you know, decades, you know, 10 plus years, or maybe you've been with the same person since God knows when, all of a sudden, either you come home or they come home and they're like, yeah, this ain't working for me no more, you know?
Yes.
Like, what do you do? Like, other than like, you know, you pick your mouth up off the floor.
And like, grab the whiskey. That's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're up. Like, I can just like, for me, I just think to myself, like the air would just leave the room.
Yeah. Well, and you know, for 6 years now, have four children, which is, you know, some of us take longer to learn from our mistakes than others, but, and I was married for almost 14 years. And that, so I think this is two parts. Like, one, sometimes divorce hits us out of the blue, but more often we feel it coming from one side or the other. Right. And so as much as it's a blind side, it's not always entirely a blind side. Having said that, though, it's still, regardless of whether you may have been a little more prepared or not, like, it shatters your entire world.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when I went through that, it was, you know, you go from this fairy tale, you know, of you got married and you're supposed to live happily ever after. And now all of a sudden you're stuck in a situation where you're having to redefine everything. And that is, it's hard. It is maybe one of the most significant changes of your life, you know, if you're in that situation.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right because, you know, like you said, after 14 years, you know, you are Mr. and Mrs. And, you know, wherever you go, it's always assumed your husband's going to be there. It's always assumed that your wife's going to be there. And, you know, those first few months where, you know, maybe you're not telling a lot of people or maybe you haven't seen people in a while. And all of a sudden, you know, that you get that like, oh, poor you face.
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially from, I mean, one of the hard parts is most of us while we're married have married friends, right? And so that's a big shift because, like it or not, a lot of those friendships will change or fade, you know, because there's just a different dynamic there now. And for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, most times if we lose friends, it means more about them than it means about us, right? So it's not necessarily a personal thing, but yeah. And not just going from Mr. and Mrs., but there's financial implications and there's custody and it's, you know, it just really is an overall ever-reaching thing that you go through. It touches every part of your life, you know?
Right. And, you know, it's, you know, to go back to, you know, the friend thing, you're right, because I know where several of my friends have gone through divorces, you know, you're kind of caught in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, do you pick sides? Do you not pick sides? And then you're like, and then I think what most people do is they just become apathetic and they're like, no one wins. Like, we just walk away.
Totally. And no one knows what to say. And we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And especially, yeah, if you were friends with both spouses, it's awkward to, it's hard to remain friends with both.
Right.
Because you know, and like, you have a birthday party. Who do you invite? Do you invite both? Like, I don't want to go to a birthday party with my ex. You know, so it's a hard situation.
It's a tough situation. And, you know, even if you are have a friendly, I'm doing air quotes, a friendly divorce, that you still don't want to be in the same room.
No. Yeah. You know, I mean, and it's, things just change, you know? And so I always tell people the best thing you can do we can only control ourselves, right? And so is to be proactive in your conversations with your friends Because a lot of times it's just the unknown. They don't know either how to handle divorce. And sometimes, I mean, is it sometimes now you're a threat because you're the single lady on the block, right? But right. Their marriages aren't necessarily as good as they portray, which, let's face it, a lot of people's aren't, you know, and that kind of attacks their stories of what their life should be. So it's just, it's kind of a, could be a domino effect, you know, but you know, now I'm single and I'm out having great sex. And do you want to hear about that when you're at home having miserable sex? Not that everyone does when they're married, but you know what I mean? There's just a lot of dynamics that fall into place. So
no, but you know, you hit the nail on the head because as soon as, you know, it's kind of like when someone gets a new boyfriend and you don't have a boyfriend, you're kind of like, what's wrong with me? And then when you get divorced, all of a sudden you're looking at, oh my gosh, you know, look, all the cracks in my marriage. Then, you know, it's like you said earlier, I think I don't know if we recorded it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Like you said, you know that divorce is coming for the most part, unless you want to hide it and then you don't want to unless you don't want to deal with it. So now that you're getting divorced, maybe people around you are like, that might give their spouse permission to say, you know what, we ain't working either.
Or not. I mean, it really can go either way, which is why, you know, sometimes just taking that lead and having the conversation with your friends and saying like, hey, I love you. And I'm not requesting that you choose sides, but you know, you're allowed to have boundaries with everyone. And so here's what this looks like for me going forward, you know?
Right. And you're absolutely right. Cause I think so many of us, when you have friends that go through divorce, you don't want it. You're like, do you bring it up? Like, do you, you're like, oh, is she going to burst into tears if I bring it up? And, you know, you just kind of wait with like bated breath to just
absolutely.
Be like, you're like, okay, is this a good divorce?
Yes. Is this congratulations? Is this condolences? Like, what do I say?
Right. Or, you know, is it infidelity? And you're like, yeah, that cheating bastard. And you're like, and you're like, I don't want that either. So you're like, what can of worms can I like tiptoe through? So then I'm like, how about those Red Sox? And I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. No, it really is. And you know, that was one thing why, you know, I have this unwed group and that, you know, having gone through myself a divorce and then just as you get divorced, right, you just start coming into contact with other people who've gone through divorce and your network grows and just seeing the, what everyone was going through, the similarities and, you know, seeing that like divorce doesn't have to be this terrible ending, right? Like of a relationship. It can also just be our relationship has come to an end and where it's complete. You know, I think it's, the Glennon Doyle, her new Untamed book. I love how she described that in there because when she got divorced, it was like our relationship was complete and we were able to move on with love, you know? So.
Agreed. And I think, you know, it's, if we think back to like our younger relationships, we broke up and we moved on.
Oh yeah.
And I think what makes divorce hard, and you mentioned it, is that everything's so freaking tangled. It's it's like, and you know, let's separate the kids, but it's like you have a house, you have, you know, bank accounts, you have brokerage accounts, and you have like all the things that you're just like, good God, that I have to that I have to unscramble all of this. Now let's talk about our kids.
Right. And that's a huge issue. And the emotions and the, you know, and I mean, I work at a divorce law firm. So like, it's a mess, you know, especially these long, and, you know, I mean, we work in an area where there's a lot of women who don't historically work throughout the marriage. And so now when they're divorcing in their 40s, they're left with, you know, if their marital estate isn't big enough to split and support both of them, now they're starting over in their 40s and what are they supposed to do financially? Right. You know, I mean, that's a big problem.
Yeah. And I, you know, I see that a lot with, you know, women who, and it's, it still surprises me, like even now that, you know, a lot of like educated women just stop working after they have kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's, and that identity is like, okay, I'm a housewife. Now all of a sudden you're like, you know, a good friend of mine, the divorce judge said to her, look, you're going to have to get a job. And, And you might as well have told her, like, she is an alien. Because she was like, what is that? She's like, the last job I had, I worked at TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
She's I don't know if they're hiring.
Well, not right now, right?
Right.
But yeah. Yeah. And that's a very, I mean, that alone, the financial aspects keeps people in marriages just for the fear of what will I do? Like, there's no way I can support myself.
And, yeah.
You know, and my family. So.
And that makes me sad because it's like, mm-hmm. everyone feels the unhappiness. Like we all have those friends that you feel the unhappiness in their marriage and mm-hmm. they still show up and you're just like, really? No one wants to pull the ripcord on that one?
Oh, I know. Yeah. But again, it's such a personal decision. And we get asked a lot, should I stay or should I go? How do I know when it's time to leave? And there is no magic answer.
Well, if you ask the question.
Yeah, that's generally what that means. But, you know, it's such a, you have to make it. And when you're ready, you'll make the decision, but you won't until you're ready.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I have a couple of friends and literally at the same time, they both were going through a divorce. And one of the friends immediately filed her paper. She's like, I just need to rip the Band-Aid and just be done. And the other one didn't rip the Band-Aid off. She's like, I know I don't want to get back together, but she's like, I don't know if I'm ready for it to be like end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she just said the same, what you just said. She's like, you know, when you know, she's like, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, okay, I'm signing the papers or I'm going to get the papers and you'll just, you know, be done. She's like, you know, it's you're grieving your marriage.
Oh, it is. It's like a death. Yep. It's a full process of grieving and moving on and looking at yourself and owning your own shit. And, you know, if you choose to do the work afterwards, divorce really can be a beautiful thing, or you get to repeat your patterns and do it all over again. So well, up to you.
Yeah. And I like to look at, like, I would hope that you learn a lesson, right? You know, mm-hmm. as they always say, there are no failures, there's only lessons. So
absolutely.
And if if we look back at our like 20 something year old self and the decisions we made, we'd be like, right. And we hope that our like 40 something person or 40 something, you know, with wisdom is like, yeah, these are the things that piss me off and I can't put up with ever again.
I know. The problem though, I feel that is our like intelligence IQ and our dating IQ are two very different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read a book once that says, our dating maturity is the same maturity that of when we stopped dating. So when we got married, we didn't continue maturing because we didn't date anymore, right? We were done, we married. And so like for me, for example, I literally dated like one person and I met my ex-husband at 19 and I got married. So like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing dating, you know, because it's like, I didn't go through heartbreak and being picky and leading through. And so now I get to do that when I'm 40 and with kids and a job and a house and it's fucking awful, you know, like it's just, you're just slammed with everything. So
yeah,
you know, that's why people repeat patterns though, is because we don't know and we find someone a little bit different than our ex but a lot the same, and then we jump back into something, you know.
That when you said that, you're right, because it's like if you have been dating over and over and over again, you kind of like anything, you get more skilled, you like are able to, you know, see through the forest a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And especially I think to myself, like I wasn't a big dater. I was like, I'm doing me. If you want to come along for the ride, come along for the ride.
See, that's great. Yes, I was not that way. We made this analogy of, you know, when you're young and dating, it's basically like, you know, you like food, I like food. Oh my God, let's get married, right? That's all that has to line up.
True.
And then now that we're older, you know, there's just so much, there's kids, like I said, there's kids and a house and a job. And, you know, there's, is your ex crazy? Are you crazy? Have you done your work? Like, there's just so many problems that have to fit together.
Are your kids crazy? Like, you just need
all of it, you know?
You just need to know.
How much debt do you have? Do you have a job? You know, like, what's your credit score? You know?
Back in the day, you were grateful. Like, at least for me, when I was dating, I was like, as long as you're not a waiter, we can date.
Right? You showed up on time. Perfect.
Right. Because at the time I was a waitress and I was like, I am not dating anyone in the service industry.
Right.
I got standards, but I'm the waitress.
Yep. But hey, yeah, it's much different when you're old and dating, for sure.
And, you know, the thing I like about you, you created this group, I'm going to call it a movement, the Unwed.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
And because, like you said, there's so many of you who, your friends, like, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know how to comfort you. I don't know what this means. Like, or maybe that friend is like, fuck, I got some cracks in my marriage too. And this might give my husband permission to leave me. So I'm just going to back away.
Yeah. It could be all of those. And that's really the thing I needed most after my divorce. I didn't even know it at the time, was a place of connection and where there was other people who were just like me, because I thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I cried myself to sleep every night for 30 days. I mean, it was just all the ups and downs that come with it. And you just feel like, I didn't know anyone else who had gone through a divorce. Your friends can't, they try to relate, but they just can't, you know, not their fault. And so that's when my initial thing was just to create a community where people could come together and relate. And so you could feel not so lost and alone. The lost and alone, those are the two words that I kept hearing over and over again.
Right.
And, you know, that's just, you know, step one is finding a community. And how do you do that, you know, after you're divorced? Like, if you don't know anyone that's divorced, like, what do you go put an ad in the paper for, like, single woman searching other single women for a friend, you know?
Right, exactly.
You know, where do you find other divorced people? So that was, you know, the Unwed is now, there's members from all over. And then I expanded it to, you know, I'm like, this is like, it's one thing to have a support group, but there's really a need for tools and resources that help rebuild. And that just isn't out there. Like, I've searched and it's crazy that there really isn't.
And you would be surprised,
a lot of resources.
That, you know, our divorce rate is pretty high. So it's not
50%. Yeah.
It's not like, you know, in the 60s where you gutted it out till death.
Totally.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
And so you would think that someone would have come up with this idea. I mean, my parents got divorced in the early 80s. And, you know, it was, and then I think about, like, but at the same time, a lot of my friends' parents weren't.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Well, and I think, you know, historically, it's been a pretty taboo subject, and it's looked on as you failed your marriage and you've ruined your kids and, you know, good luck living in poverty for the rest of your life, you know, and that's just, yeah, that's what has been the story, the narrative behind divorce. And that's where, like, I'm like, nope, that's not it. You know, it can be one of the best things that ever happened to you. And I'm trying to help women see that, you know.
Right. And, you know, I like the way you come from it, because it can be empowering, because maybe you didn't have the most supportive spouse. Maybe that's why you didn't work. You know, maybe you had a crazy dream to do, you know, basket weaving underwater, and he was like, that's stupid. And you just never pursued it.
Well, you really, and who knows? And for me, though, is we can only control ourselves. So some of the, you know, the healing that takes place after it is when we can really, just regardless of what your ex did, you know, it's easy to point the finger and be like, oh, if he had done all this, but, like, at the end of the day, I played a role in the ruining of that as well. And what can I do to make sure I don't repeat this?
Yeah.
You know, whether that's I lost myself, or I never spoke up, or I didn't have opinions, or whatever that is, you know, it's just my opportunity to look at myself and how I can change going forward.
And I love that, because it could easily go into this blame spiral, and then
very easy and natural. And that's not wrong if that's the stage you're in, right?
No,
it's very natural.
You know, like we said, it's the there's what is it like 7 stages of grief, you know, it's like,
yep,
you have the anger stage where like you're just, yes, pissed about everything.
Everything and everything's everyone else's fault, you know. And so, but when you get past that, you're able to see again, like, doesn't matter if someone was a cheater or if there's, you know, the obvious things that are easy to point out, but like, I'm responsible for me, and part of me allowed that behavior, you know, and some of us supported it, you know, so our codependency and all these things. And so,
right,
the work that happens afterwards is the beautiful part when you do that on yourself. And that's, yeah, where it can be something great.
And so, you know, I'd like that you have that community, you have the resources, because you're right. Like, what if I don't even know what work on myself means?
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Yeah. Where do I even start? That's great. Like, would I go like say 3 Harold Marys in the mirror? Does that work? You know, like,
right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yep. You know, I, you know, there's some things I say to my husband. I'm like, well, you know, if that person has like that inner growth, that inner work, and he like looks at me like, I just spoke Greek. And
yeah.
and I was like, oh, I'm like, you know, for people who are personal development junkies, they're like, yeah, they know exactly what that is. And they're like, okay, what tool do I need? Where, yep, someone who's, you know, just like, look, I'm just fresh out of divorce. I'm just trying to figure out which end is up and did I feed my kids today?
Absolutely. Totally.
Those are the two things I'm worried about right now. And then we could talk about inner work.
Yep. Oh, and that's, you know, there's stages, right? There's the survival stage. There's your crazy stage. I mean, there's things that you go through that we all have done it. And that's why, you know, for me, the first step was to find a community, because then if nothing else, if, you know, no, most of us aren't ready to start any type of work right after divorce, right? Like, right, you said, we're just hoping that we fed our children that day. And like, that's considered a success. And it is. And so having a place where, you know, in this group that I have, a lot of people, sometimes they always come back and they're like, you know, the first few months, I didn't even comment once. I just read the other posts. It's super active, crazy group. Actually, it's wonderful. And I just, knowing that other people, because people post, it's a very, you know, like, it's really a beautiful, very raw. And just knowing that someone else was going through what I was going through was priceless during that time, because I just needed to know that I wasn't alone. And then as they were braver and gained strength, they've slowly become more engaged. But, you know, sometimes you just need to sit, but just knowing that there's other people out there like you, because it just, again, you don't feel crazy, because you're just like, you feel like such a disaster. And you're like, am I ever going to be the normal again? You know? And so, but yeah, it's, you right, got to get through it. The first year is the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first year, it's kind of like, you're like a giraffe walking. You're like, I got these legs. I don't even know what to do with them. And
yep,
to be able to, we all want certainty. And so our marriages were our certainty.
Yeah.
And now we don't have that certainty. So, but when I go into a group like Unwed, I can see women who are like you, 6 years post-divorce, 10 years, 20 years, and they're, you know, moving on, they're thriving, you know, have new careers, maybe have new, you know, spouses, their kids are thriving, mm-hmm, and they're like, okay, all right. So even though I feel like the world is never going to be the same, I see these other women getting through it.
Yeah. And I also, like, I try to be pretty real, and, you know, I don't have all the answers. I'm a fucking disaster also, you know? So like, my kids are still hard. I still have up days and down days. And I try to be very like, this is not this Instagram highlight reel over here. You know, like, I still date, and sometimes I hate men and sometimes I love men, you know? So
right,
it's, I'm right in the thick of it with all of them, you know.
And I think that's one of the main reasons why I related to you. Like, I relate to people who are like, you know, look, I'm probably 5 steps ahead of you, but
yep,
I still have days that knock me on my ass.
Totally. Yep.
And
those are the days I post about whiskey. Yep.
Right. And you, yep, and you want people to know, like, you know, my jam's health and fitness, and people just think like, oh, every day I'm like, you know, eating chicken, broccoli, and brown rice. Well, you know what? There are days I had cake for a week.
Yep.
It is, yep, what it is.
Yep. Yep. But that's who we need, because that's what we all do, you know, and that's what we can connect to and see that, oh, I'm not crazy, you know, and I don't have this unrealistic expectation, but hope that, like, you know, we can still have our crazy days, and yet we make progress along the way, you know, and it's not about this overnight shift. it really is about taking the time to focus on yourself and do the work, however that looks for you, and realizing that, you know, first of all, the work is never ending. You're never going to reach an end post, but right. that's what makes it so beautiful, is it is the journey.
Yeah. And that's what I, you know, really liked about it, that you foster women on the journey, because as women, you know, if we go back to tribal times, like that, we were raised to be the community. Yeah. We were yeah. just raised to be the community of the tribe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your tribe blew up. And so, you know, if there was a, you know, I'm going to call it a divorce Weight Watchers in their town, they would be yeah. like, I need to show up. But also, I'm embarrassed. Where yeah. on Instagram, on Facebook, I can post a picture of a kitty and hide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like yep. you said, read all the things until I'm ready to be that vulnerable.
To engage. Yep. Yep. And, you know, and healing looks different for everyone. And so some people do need to engage and just get things out, and some need to just sit and observe. And in the meantime, you know, we're covering like topics every week that are specific to divorce. You know, it's how do we co-parent? How do I deal with loneliness? How do I, you know, how do I know when I'm ready to date? What about having sex for the first time with someone new? Like, it's all these things that, like, holy shit, like, you just don't even think about, you know? And like, it's just a whole new world of, and rebuilding financially, and how do I find a job if I haven't worked in a decade, or, you know, just a whole new bag of things. And we, like, every week we have a topic that we address, and that's just something that, you know, I'm working on getting more resources and better, you know, even experts to come in and really, like, make a place. It's a nonprofit. So it's make a community that really is beneficial and can help women rebuild. You know, women need women, and there's so much power when we come together.
Absolutely. And
yeah, it's just really, it's anyway, it's a beautiful, it's like, this is what I was meant to do. As crazy as that sounds, this is like the most fulfilling thing I've ever done. And I love this group so much.
Yeah. I, cause like you said, like, you know, you come out of a marriage, you're just hurt, you know,
yeah.
regardless, right. Regardless of who decided, you're just hurt yeah. and you're raw. And mm-hmm. you just need someone who's just as hurt, just as raw mm-hmm. as you are, to understand yeah. what you're going through, and help you yep. to kind of like guide you down the path of like, what is the first step I do? Like, yep. do I move out? Do I not move out? Like, what do you do? Like,
yep. Yep. Exactly. And where do I start over? And what do I tell my kids? And how do I help them adjust? And, you know, how do I talk to my family? And now half my family isn't talking to me. What do I do? You know, it's just, there's so many things that come with it.
Yeah. And you don't really think it's like, if you think about all the moving parts it took for you to get married, it's mm-hmm. just, I feel like there's like 40 times, but 40 more steps to yes. unmarry.
Oh yeah. I have so many opinions now on how we should have married at the beginning, right? Easy to look back and say what you should have done, but
I know.
Yeah, it's definitely an untangling
yeah,
afterwards.
For sure. So if someone's listening right now and they are, you know, right at the, you know, very at beginning of their divorce journey, you know, what mm-hmm. are like a couple of things that you recommend for them?
Well, first of all, part of the one of the hardest things is the fear that comes with yeah. the unknowing, because you don't know. And so you can talk to friends. I would go get some legal advice on at least what your options are going forward. Cause that question, like you said, do I move out? Do I stay? You know, at least then you know that what you can and can't do. And every state is different, has different right. laws. But getting some legal advice on at least, you don't even have to book an attorney, your ex or your husband doesn't have to know, but just go talk to someone. We have a lot of women that come in who are just kind of, they're bullied by their husbands and they're telling them all these things that just aren't true.
Right.
And they're terrified. And so for that portion, go get some advice so you know your options at least, because that helps you make decisions going forward with more confidence, you know?
Right.
Aside from any legal implications, you know, part of it, I mean, it depends. if you are really on the, if you're, it depends if you're on the borderline of whether you should get divorced or not, you know, that's something that when you know, you'll know. And like you said, if you're asking that question, there's probably a reason why you're asking that question.
Yeah.
So having therapy or something that can help you see clearer. It's hard. Normally for my group, I don't get women who are on the edge because it's, you're not usually not ready for a single support group when you're still maybe trying to save your marriage or not. Right.
So no, this is for the person who's like, okay, the conversation has been had, you know,
Okay.
Someone has said, I'm out. Be it your spouse has said, you know, this isn't working. Let's
do it. Okay. Okay. So you have made the decision and you're right on that. Cut.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's sorry. Either we're separating, we're divorcing, whatever the legal terms are. We're both like, yes. We've both decided, you know what, this ain't going any further.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, for me, if I could do it again, I would recommend you obviously go get an attorney if your state requires that. You know, that's a personal decision, but that you protect yourself. You don't know what you don't know, and you need to make sure you're protected. A lot of women are so emotional and they're scared that they're like, I just don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to make him mad. I'll just, you know, I'll just take whatever now and it'll be fine.
Right.
And the point is not to let, they do. And we get so many women that come in, they're like, oh, I just, can I change this? And divorce decrees, I mean, they're hard to change.
Yeah.
After.
It's like changing death.
Right. It is. I mean, it just doesn't have, you've got to do it right the first time. And, you know, you have to just make sure you're protected. And it's not, that doesn't mean you take them for everything. That's not the intent, right? But like, you do have a stake in your marital estate, and you do get half in most states. You know, every state's different, but the laws are different. But make sure that you get what is legally owed to you and fight for that. That's your right. And then I would say, you know, then again, saying this, the work starts and you have to start with yourself. Mm. And that again, looks different for other people. I know when I was going through, I couldn't afford therapy, like an actual therapist. I just didn't have the money at the time. And so as much as I would have loved to go to a therapist, I couldn't financially. And so I read books and books and books, and all these new terms that I had never heard were like codependency and, you know, enabling and all these things. I didn't know I was codependent, you know? And
right.
So part of it's educating. And I did read a book once that, you know, it had said like, it doesn't necessarily matter where the information comes from, whether it's a therapist or a book or a friend, when you're ready to hear it and apply it, it will be useful to you. And that's when it will be beneficial. And so, you know, and I would say if you have kids, to focus on your kids.
Yes.
You know, everything in mind of doing what's in the best interest of your kids.
Yeah.
And that is pivotal.
I think that for me, like one of the biggest things that always, you know, burns my ass is when, you know, parents put the kids right in the middle. It just makes, because I was like, you know what, your kids didn't choose this.
No.
And, you know, you making them a pawn in the game just doesn't serve anybody well. And, you know, you're just like, when you see it happening, you're like, how is this going to come out later in life?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing is like, your kids really can be okay. Divorce is hard for everyone. Absolutely. But it doesn't necessarily mean that your kids are ruined. And the times when I see that it can actually be beautiful are when both spouses really have the best interest of the kids at heart and are willing to compromise. You know, this is not a competition now to see who could be the better parent. Like, like it or not, you chose to have babies with this person. And just because you're getting divorced doesn't mean that they're no longer their parent.
Right. And you're still parents until death. Like it was till death till they part. So that you're still parents. And
yes,
you know, the one
now, it's not a competition now,
right?
You know, who can get the most, or, you know, kids deserve equal access to both parents. Yeah. Unless of course there's extreme situations, which there always are, but you know? And so as much as you can facilitate that, the better your kids will be, and let them love each of you equally and encourage
right.
that.
And, you know, make sure that, you know, they know that just because you're not together doesn't mean that they're, you know, they have to choose.
Absolutely. They should never have to choose. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Right.
Repeated and, forever.
Yeah. And if you're a kid, you know, you feel it. You just feel the tension in your house.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
You know that just like it, something is off in your house.
They always do. We think we're hiding it, and oh, we're fighting only at night under, you know, behind closed doors. And
right.
Know.
Or the yeah, clenched smiles, you know, they kids know. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, my parents have been divorced for, gosh, almost 30 something years. And still to this day, my mother will not say a bad word. She will say, she's like, we just were different for each other. Meanwhile, yeah. my sister and I see why they're divorced.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know how you put up with that for that long.
And, yeah.
And she's like, you know, you just shouldn't marry your high school sweetheart. Like, and that's the that's the worst thing she'll say.
I love that. Well, but that's the truth. And I gain nothing by damaging my children's relationship with their dad.
No.
You know, like, I want them to love him, and I want as much as possible. Like, that doesn't do any of us any good.
Yeah.
You know, so, yep.
And, you know, for her, she's like, you'll form your own opinions, and I can't control that, but
no,
I'm not going to steer the ship.
Nope. That's not my responsibility. Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And, you know, this has been a great, and I your passion for this comes through the microphone. And
thank you.
And for anybody who is, you know, I asked that last question about, you know, because I know a lot of people who you're scared, you're alone, you have no idea what you're going to do. And this group is, you know, I have a love hate with social media, but it's through social media that some of this stuff has been able to be done, right? Because
yeah.
I don't know how many women, like you said, the lurkers, mm-hmm. how many of those lurkers would show up in a church basement for a divorce support group?
Right. I never would. I never would have.
Right. I can,
yeah.
I can hide. I can read. I can see if this is the place for me, because mm-hmm. I don't want to be in a room put on the spot to talk.
No. Like,
yep. I just might want to sit in the back and cry.
Like, absolutely. And sometimes we need that, you know, and I've made it, it's very clear. This is not like a bashing group, you know, like we don't sit and bash our exes. Like, that's not the point, which is easy to do.
Right.
And, you know, but it really is like, there's just beautiful things that can happen after divorce, and it doesn't have to be, you know, and again, whatever stage you're at, and it's nice to have a place where you can go and be present, however that means to you.
Right. I just like this because if you're just starting your journey, you know, one of the things in my group is that if you're just starting your journey, you just want to know that it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know that if I walk through that door, that I am not going to feel that this way for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yep. And you won't, even though it feels like you will.
But. Right. You know, like yeah. like anything, we always feel like I'm going to feel like this for the rest of my life. And, you know,
yep.
you kind of go back to the, well, you said kind of like, we are only as mature as our dating age as when we stopped dating. So you go
yeah.
back to that 16-year-old girl, like, you know, crying in her bedroom.
Yep.
He's never going to love me. I'm unlovable.
And totally.
Then you're like, well, maybe.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
At least that's a
whole nother topic. Yeah.
Yeah. At least this time, you know, you can have wine and your parents aren't going to look at you weird. If you
totally,
have a,
right. Or if they do, we maybe don't care as much.
Right. Yeah. If they do look at you like, you know what? I'm over 21. So shut it down.
Yep. Yep.
So this has been a great conversation. It's been everything that I've wanted. And this is what I really want anyone who is divorced on their divorced even for 20 years, if you need a place to just surround yourself with other divorced people who just get you, like, that's really what anyone wants. We just want people who get us. Have a friend who is divorcing, whatever, unwed, is the place that you want to be. And Maria, I have one last question to ask you that I ask all of my guests. What's one thing that makes you feel magical?
Oh, what a great question. Besides the unwed, no.
It could be that.
I mean, that's my passion, but I think, I don't know, my love of learning and connection. I think that's what for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a lifetime learner as well.
Yeah. That's a good question. I feel like I should have had a better answer for that right off the bat.
No.
Think about that. No, that's actually, I love that.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because it's like, I ask it because I get so many different answers and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I never thought, I'm like, that makes it feel magical too. Oh yeah.
I'm sure that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides my red sexy high-heeled shoes, I mean, that does too.
Right. You know, it's like, oh, like when I put on this, I'm like, that's, if that makes you feel magical, awesome.
Absolutely.
My friend Paula is a makeup junkie and she's like, like, when I put on L'Oreal 65, I feel amazing. Like, okay.
Of course.
Right.
I mean, I was like, as we should.
I'm like, I have no idea what L'Oreal 65 is, but you do.
I don't either. I know. That's perfect.
So thank you so much for this. I'm so glad that I found you on Instagram. And what are your socials so that people can find you?
Oh, yes. So Instagram is the_unwed, UNWED. The link and profile obviously has a lot of different links. And then just the website is theunwed.com. So that has our groups and stuff you could join if you're interested.
Perfect. So anyone who is right now going through a divorce, been divorced, and you just need a tribe, the Unwed, your tribe. You found it.
We've got you. Yep. We've got you.
And if you know someone who could help Marie on her mission, who can be a great guest expert or anything like that, reach out to her because I think...
Please, I'd love that. Mm-hmm.
I think many of us, you know, just need to learn from each other and be able to just hopefully get ourselves over the hurdles a little faster, a little quicker, and a little saner.
Yep. It's beautiful women come together. There's so much power there.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.